must a married woman or a once married woman cover the area of her sideburns or other hair that protrudes past the regular hairline of the head when she fulfills the great mitzvah of covering her hair with a sheitel, a snood, a tichel, etc.? What areas of the head are included in the obligation to be covered, and what areas, if there are any, may be revealed to the public? So in the Poskim we find an interesting debate on this topic. The Maram Alshaker in Tshuva 35, Harishon, was addressed this question and was told that there are women in Muslim countries, Jewish women, who leave a little bit of hair that protrudes past the snood, uncovered and revealed to the public. Is this allowed? And he answered, based on proofs from the Talmud, that it is permitted. This became known in halacha as Seya Sheyotze Chutz Mitzmasan, the hair that protrudes past the snood or regular hair covering. And this would include the hair of the sideburns, as well as any hair that protrudes past the head by the back of the neck, which borders the neck and the hairline. All those hairs, according to this approach of the Maram Alshaker, would be permitted to be revealed. And so rules la halacha like this opinion, the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch in chapter 75, 4, halacha 4, the hair of woman which regularly protrude past the tzmasan do not prohibit a man from learning or davening in its presence while he sees it. And this follows the ruling of the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, chapter 75, halacha 2, which is the ruling also of the Rashban, Meseches Brachos, page 24a, in the name of the Ravid, and so rule other Paiskim, including the Mishnah Berurah and others. According to this opinion, there's no need to cover the sideburns or the hairs that protrude on the bottom past the neckline of the back. Do all Poskim agree with this? The answer is no. The Tzemach Tzedek in Eben Ezer, Tshuva 139, argues on the above and says that the above heter taken from the Rashba, written in the Ramban, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, only applies to a wife's husband, that the wife may show her husband these areas of her hair even when she is a nida. However, to any other man, it must be covered. Even though it is clear that according to the Ramban, the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch, they do not rule this way, and rather it may be revealed to anybody, the Tzemach Tzedek argues and limits it only to the husband. And so also rules the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva 36 in Or HaChaim, and so is the implication of the Beis Yosef in his way of learning the Rashba, that the heter only applies to the husband. So we are left here with a dispute amongst the Poskim. In addition to this legal debate amongst the codifiers, we also have to introduce the opinion of the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Nasi clearly states, and it's brought in many Paiskim, such as the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef, that it's severely prohibited to reveal any hair of the head by a married woman, and doing so causes poverty and spiritual challenges for the children as well as other tzaras. So is the words of the Zohar. Does this severe prohibition of the Zohar apply also to the sideburns and hair that extends below the neck? So we find many Poskim who say it does. So rules the Chassam Sofer and the Mishnah Berurah and the Kaf HaChaim, and is a possible way of learning the Magen Avraham and the Maram Alshaker, which means that even according to the legal approach of the lenient opinion we said earlier, possibly they also agree that according to the Zohar, it retains a severe prohibition, and according to Kabbalah would be forbidden. Practically, due to the above, one is to be every wife, every woman, should be stringent in this matter to cover even the sideburns and the hairs that border the neckline and the back of the neck, at least when she is in public. Regarding when she is in the privacy of her home in front of her husband, there's certainly more room to be lenient, as even the stringent opinion in the codifiers we mentioned earlier agreed is permitted in this case. However, once again, based on the Zoharic ruling, it may still be prohibited according to Kabbalah, even in the privacy of the home, even the areas that are only considered the sideburns and below the neck, in the back of the head. Another important point. The entire dispute above in the codifiers is only in a case that there is no set custom in one's community. If, however, the community that one is currently residing in or visiting is accustomed to be stringent in this, then they must be stringent even according to the lenient opinion. Thus, the lenient opinion only holds of its leniency in an area without a custom, or in an area that the custom is to be lenient. So to summarize, it's a machlekes if the sideburns, hair below the nape, must be covered by a married woman or once married woman. Practically, once is to be stringent in this matter, not just because there are paiskim who are machmir, but also because the implication of the zayar is that even these hairs are included in the severe prohibition that it brings. And according to everybody, it would be prohibited to reveal these hairs in a community that is accustomed to be stringent and in the privacy of one's home. While legally it is permitted according to the revealed aspects of Torah, it is passively forbidden according to the Zohar. Two important questions that come up based on this, for all those who are going to be machmer, as we just established that this is the proper approach. How far does this chumrah, or this letter of the law, according to the stringent opinion, extend by the neck hair or by the hair of the sideburns? How much hair of the sideburns or below the neck must be covered? So the Sheva Talevi addressed this question, and he says as follows. By the sideburns, only the hair that is opposite the ear is considered a sideburn that must be covered according to the stringent approach in the Zohar. However, the hair that grows in the sideburns below the ear, that is not hair of the head according to any approach, and that does not have to be covered. He says the same thing regarding the back of the head. Only those hairs that border the neckline and the back of the neck are included in the above prohibition according to the stringent opinion and Zoharic approach. However, those hairs that clearly are growing on the neck itself and not in the head are not included in this prohibition and do not need to be covered according to any opinion, although many are accustomed to be stringent to shave off the hairs of these areas, but once again, it is not forbidden from and the letter of the law or even according to Kabbalah, and therefore one does not have to be careful if some hairs show from that area.